13, Mason Paisley. I'm sorry, Mason Parsley. Number 24, Cason Long. Number 34, Jet Hancock. And number 5, Skyler Zimmerman. Announcing the Bobcats right now. You'll hear a roar. Huge crowds from Puxico and a huge student section. And they're all decked out in camo wearing their hunter orange. They said, "We hunting Bobcats." That's going to be a fun afternoon, folks. Huge crowd on hand here for Thayer and Puxico at the Puxico High School gym. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters today. They include Forstlers in Thayer and Ashland, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman of Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, plus Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer, and the 10-Box Golf Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, and Toyota of West Plains. Just some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. All right, folks, we're getting ready. Both teams get a little final word of advice from their respective coaches, and we are ready for Thayer Bobcat basketball. Devin Harrington steps in the center circle. He'll jump it up with Skyler Zimmerman. Zimmerman, the biggest member of the basketball team for Puxico. And what their coach tells me, he's about 6'3". So, you know, Devin kind of towers over him. We'll see where the tip goes. Three-man officiating crew is ready to go. And the Thayer Bobcats control the tip. Easton Pitts will bring it down in the backcourt. Give up the Hollis Decker. Decker gives it back to Pitts. He spins away from the defense. Looks like Puxico going to go man-to-man. Pitts driving toward the bucket. Swings the ball down inside. Nice catch by Brandon Prince. Misses the shot. Rebound by Cooper Clark. And the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Puxico. Puxico going to play the Thayer Bobcats man-to-man here. Even with the Bobcats, a little bit of size advantage all over the floor. They will lob it in, get it over to Prince on the left elbow. Looking inside, nobody there. Out to Pitt, Easton. Moving off the screen, out top. Takes the ball down to the left wing. Pulls up 15-foot baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, Brandon Prince back up on the end. First 2 points tonight go to Brandon Prince. His second rebound. We get a timeout immediately by Coach Fernetti of the Puxico Indians. We'll take a timeout. Thayer leads it 2-0 early. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And we're back and underway again here in the first quarter. Thayer and Puxico just got underway. Here's Burchard out of the left corner. 3-point. Oh, good. Landon Burchard hits a 3 for Puxico. So Puxico's played 5 games. They've had 4 different players lead them in scoring. There's Hollis Decker for Thayer. Brings the ball up the left side. Pulls up the 3-point line. Gets to Cooper Clark. Coop penetrates in the middle. Back out to Hollis Decker for 3. That one's off the rim. Rebound taken by Zimmerman. Skyler Zimmerman for Puxico. Puxico up by 1 here. We're just a little over a minute into the first quarter. At Puxico. Thayer Bobcats back in the zone defense. Puxico swinging around the perimeter. Got it over to Long. Long. Right side to Parsley. Now down the left corner. Little baseline drive. Handoff inside to Zimmerman. Little fadeaway jumper. Good. And a little bit of full court pressure here by Puxico. Thayer Bobcats break it. Devin Harrington up the right side. Devin looking to make a baseline drive. Gets down under the bucket. Can't get rid of the ball. Now does to Clark on the wing. Cooper moving off the screen. Tries to hand it off to Prince. Ball deflected by the defense. Picked up by Easton Pitts. His throw in the middle is deflected by the defense. Here comes Puxico on the drive. A blocked shot. And a foul going to be called on Devin Harrington. Harrington came racing back to block the layup. But he came down on top of a Puxico Indian player. And a foul on Devin Harrington will be his first of the game. Remember, Devin fouled out here the other night. And going to the free throw line, I believe to shoot 2, will be number 13, Mason Parsley. Parsley at the line to shoot the free throw. Left-hander dribbles it twice, puts it up, and it's good. Mason Parsley gives Puxico a 6-2 lead early. Man-to-man defense of Puxico giving the Bobcats a little bit of a fit down on the offensive. And second free throw is up. That one rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound to Cooper Clark for Thayer. The Bobcats are back in business, down by 4. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Easton Pitts in the backcourt. Going to get fouled. That'll be on Burchard. Burchard reaching in, trying to poke it away. Going to be called for the foul. They will inbound it in midcourt. Hollis Deckard inbounds to Pitts. 6 minutes exactly to go, first quarter. Sayer down four. Harrington over to Deckard on the left side. Now the high post for Clark. Clark gets it inside to Harrington. Face left, spins right, shoots and scores off the window. Devin Harrington, his first bucket of the night. Devin averaging well over 20 a game through five games this year. And here comes Pucsico. They'll swing it around the perimeter. The Bobcats don't. Ball's on the left side for Long. Long gives it to Parsley. Parsley inside Zimmerman. Shot no good. Rebound Harrington, and he gets fouled by number 25, Cason Long. That'll be the second team foul already in the game on Pucsico. Mayor Bobcats will bring the ball the other way with 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter, down by two. Chance to tie it here for the Bobcats. Deckard brings ball into the front court and spins away from the defense, goes to the right side, out to Harrington. Harrington spins away and gets the ball to Easton Pitts on the left side. Pitts going to Prince, and we're going to get a whistle, an offensive foul on Brandon Prince after he cut through the lane. He's going to be called for an offensive push. First foul on Prince. Thayer with two team fouls here in the first quarter. Officials not letting them play today. Everything's a foul here for Sharp. Gets the ball up on the right side. Number 34 with it. That is Hancock. Jet Hancock goes back to Burchard. Burchard down the corner. A little fadeaway jumper from 17 feet. Rattles in and out. No good. Brandon Prince fouled another rebound. Or the Thayer Bobcats. Out to Pitts. Up the floor to Clark. Cooper. Driving a baseline, reverses layup. It's good. Cooper Clark with his first two of the night, and we're tied at six with 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Good ball game. Two good teams going at it here. In Puxico, the Indians working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got on the left side to Burchard. Landon Burchard. He's all scored with three. Here's a give on the wing. Long three-point shot is up and good for Skyler Zimmerman. Second three-pointer in the first quarter for Puxico. Zimmerman's got four in the game, or five. And back up by three for Orton. Puxico almost with a steal. Ball gathered in by the Bobcats. Pitch to Harrington, top of the key. Moves into free throw circle. Down the left side of the lane. Little running one-hander. No good. And the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Harrington trying to force that one, then trying to go get the offensive rebound, and he apparently last one to touch it. Puxico ball with a three-point lead, 3:59 to go first quarter. Thayer swings on the left side to Parsley. Parsley back to Burchard. Burchard moves off the screen through the free throw circle. Sees it down inside now for Long. Long back outside. And gives it to Burchard between the circles. He'll swing it on the right side to Hancock. Hancock glides to the top of the key on the dribble. Swings it to Burchard on the left side wing. Now, a little baseline drive back out front. Three ball is up. It's good. Number 34, Jet Hancock. The third made three-pointer in the first quarter. I told you in the pregame, they like to shoot it from 19-9, and they've hit three of them already in the game. And it's 12-6. Bayer with the ball. Here's Pitts going down to the baseline. Clears over the defense. High arching jumpers in and out. No good. Rebound gets on the floor off the hands of Cooper Clark. And Coop is hot. He says, no, it wasn't. And we're going to get a timeout call by Bobcat coach Nat Pitt. 12-6. Thayer trails Puxico with 3:09 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We're back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Just like going out on the farm and finding the perfect Christmas tree and loading it in Dad's Chevy truck. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And back after timeout, back underway, and PepsiCo missed a three-point attempt coming out of the timeout. Fair Bobcats have got the ball back now. They'll inbound at midcourt. Got into Pitts. And Easton brings it across the timeline, gives to Deckard on the left side. Now to Prince, way out around the three-point line. They are looking to force it inside with their size advantage, not having a whole lot of luck against this tough man-to-man defense of the PepsiCo Indians. Now give to Cooper Clark on the left side wing, off to Brandon Prince. Prince out to Hollis Deckard. He shoots a three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by PepsiCo. PepsiCo with a six-point lead and the ball. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Out on top. They'll swing it left side now for Parsley. His three-point shot is up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Devin Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats want to run. Quick down to Deckard. Driving the baseline. Bouncing it down to Clark for the layup. Cooper Clark with his second bucket of the night. Thayer backs within four. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And ball game shaping up here in PepsiCo, Missouri. Number five ranks Indians. Number five ranks Thayer Bobcats. PepsiCo in class two. Thayer in class three. PepsiCo with the ball working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Here's Bouchard to the free throw circle. And gives it up for Parsley. Parsley kicks it out to Hancock for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Loose on the floor. And Hollis Deckard clears it for Thayer. Hollis. Playing the legs with the dribble. Hands off the Easton Pitt. Quick pass up the floor to Cooper Clark. Coop down the left side of the lane. Shoots and scores. Cooper Clark having a night. He's got six in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats back within two at 12-10. A minute 19 to go in this first quarter. PepsiCo brings it on the left for Parsley. Parsley out top to Hancock. Hancock looking to work it on the left side of the floor with the dribble. Gives it to Bouchard. Now swings it right side to Powell. Got rid of it in the corner to Hancock. He drives toward the lane. He traveled with the ball. Tried to pull up his dribble down inside. He shuffled his feet. Thayer Bobcats gets the ball back. And Riley White to check into the game for the first time for Thayer. First substitution for the Bobcats. Number 13, Parsley out of the game. And number 25, Cason Long back in the game for PepsiCo. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to tie here. We're just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Pitch with it. Hands to Devin Harrington out on top. Brings the left side to Riley White in the corner now to Prince. Out around the three-point line. Prince directing traffic. Puts it on the floor. Oh, and his pass is stolen by Bouchard, who will drive for the uncontested layup. And Bobcats inbound the ball in the backcourt to Riley White. PepsiCo taking the full-court man-to-man pressure up. Taking it up a notch. Bobcats throw it away. White threw it away all the way. The bucket shot. No. Rebound Brandon Prince for Thayer. 23 seconds to go. First quarter. Thayer with the ball down four. Pitt brings it up across half court. Bouchard on him. PepsiCo has gone man-to-man the entire first quarter here. Pitt with it out front. Down the right side of the lane. Lays it up. A little wild shot. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked up by PepsiCo. And they're passed up the court. Stolen by Harrington. Half-court shot. No good. It's a buzzer. And that's the end of our first quarter. It's a wild one. 14-10. PepsiCo with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back to PepsiCo in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back to PepsiCo. Our second quarter just underway. Indians control the basketball. Bouchard's got it. Swings it on the right side. And gets it right back. Takes it to the left side to the elbow. Down in the corner. Long three ball is good. Number 34. That is Jed Hancock. His second three of the game. And the Indians have hit four already in the ballgame. That's the difference right now. They lead it by seven, 17-10. Mayor Bobcats with the ball. Out to Cooper Clark, top of the key. Gives it up to Riley White. He loses the defense with a dribble drive. Pulls it up now. He's on the right side. Pitts moving off a screen to the top. Now to Cooper Clark. They back off a Coop. Now they go high post for Devin Harrington. Turns, faces up to the bucket. Drive down the left side of the lane. Shot up off the window. No good. Harrington gets his own rebound and gets fouled on the putback. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on number 25. That is Cason Long. That'll be the second on Long. So really about the only size at all that the Indians have. Now in foul trouble with two early. And first free throw for Devin Harrington is on the way. It's good. Harrington with his third point of the game. And Long will check out number 13. Parsley checks back in. Second free throw for Devin Harrington. The big senior sinks it. 4 points now for Dev, and the Fair Bobcats are back within five with 7:15 to go in the first half. Puxico working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. They get it left side to Burchard. He takes the three. Devin Harrington was right there on him. That one would never have made it to the rim. Burchard takes it to the top. Wings right side. And now down in the left corner for Hancock. Hancock back out to Burchard. Burchard moving off the screen, trying to get open. Pitt stays with him. He goes in the lane. A little yo-yo shot is up. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Hancock has got it for Puxico. Back out to Parsley. Parsley back to Hancock. Down the middle of the lane. Shot is going to be blocked by Harrington, but not before we get a foul call. Number 34, Jet Hancock, going to the hard hole. Harrington blocked the shot, but he got fouled by Cooper Clark. Foul on Coop, got him down low. First foul of the game on Cooper. And the first free throw is up and good for number 34, Jet Hancock. Told you earlier, they played five games, Puxico. Four different players have led them in scoring. And Hancock is one of those, and he's got eight to lead the way for him so far here tonight. 6:38 to go, first half. Fair Bobcat offense having a lot of trouble with this man-to-man defense of Puxico. Here's Pitts going down to the baseline. Pulls up 12-footer. It's good. Easton Pitts, first bucket of the night. Maybe that'll heat up Easton a little bit. Easton had 11 in the loss the other night to Rogers. Or 22 in back-to-back games down at the Lyon College Tournament. Puxico with a basketball here. Number 21's got it. That is Powell. He gives it up into Burchard on the right wing. Burchard to the top of the key. Now back outside. Hancock with a three. That one's no good. Cooper Clark clears the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Harrington. Now we'll pull it up on the right side. Give it out to Pitts. Easton. Going to run the offense to the left side of the floor. Takes it over there on the dribble. So crossover dribble. Ball poked away. Picked out by Clark. Clark looking to get away from the defense. Piece of Harrington in the lane. Harrington had a little trouble with a handle. Now picks it up. Gets it back out to Clark, top of the key. Cooper walked over for the three, and he nailed it. Cooper Clark nailed the three-pointer for the top of the key. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Bit of stoppage in play here, something on the court. And Cooper Clark now with 9 points in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. And Puxico now going to make a substitution, number 24. Checks in. And the Fair Bobcats back on defense. Long three-point shot is up by Parsley. No good. Riley White got the rebound. Out to Easton Pitt. Up to Devin Harrington. He goes up and he jams it home. Dr. Duncan Stein in the house at Puxico. Six now for Devin. And the Fair Bobcats tie the game at 19 here in the second quarter. Puxico working around the perimeter. Got it outside to Hancock. Hancock, little one-hand running floater is good in the lane. Somebody's going to have to cover Jed Hancock. He's got 10 now in the first half. Leads all scorers in the game. They have Bobcats with the ball. Pitch, looking to glide down to the baseline. Ducks on the defense. Little running one-handed. Good. Well, they have Bobcats starting to heat it up a little bit. Starting to get a little rhythm going offensively. Puxico. They give the ball to number 13, that is Parsley. Parsley down in the right corner. Now back outside for Zimmerman. Zimmerman got the ball down low to number 35. Or Zimmerman got it. No, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Hancock. Back out on top to Parsley. Parsley gives it up. Shot out of the corner. No good for Puxico. And the Thayer Bobcats regain. Here's a long lead pass to Harrington pulls out baseline jumper. It's good. Devin Harrington from 10 feet hits the J. He's got 8. And the Bear Bobcats back on top, 23-21. Good ball game here. Puxico with it out on top. Parsley gives it up. Got it in the lane. Ball poked away by the Bobcat defense. That's a steal for Brandon Prince. Out to Devin Harrington. Harrington leads the break over the left side. Little scoop shot is no good. Clark with a rebound. Powers it back up. That's no good. Rebound Puxico. Ball just wouldn't fall. And now Coach Pernetti for Puxico wants a timeout. 23-21. Fayette Bobcats with the lead. 3:42 to go in the first half. We'll be back in Puxico in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Back at Puxico after the timeout, Coach Pernetti wanted to settle down his Indians a little bit. They had a 7-point lead, and Sayers gone on a 9-0 run and taken a 2-point lead. Puxico with the ball out on top. Here's Hancock. Hancock reverses his dribble, goes down to the right baseline, throws up a wild shot, no good. Devin Harrington with the rebound. Bobcats with a 3-on-3 opportunity. Harrington pulls up on the wing, looking to get rid of it, and does after Riley White. Left side now to Brandon Prince. Prince. Off a dribble drive. He pulls it up. Gives it back out to Pitt. 3 minutes exactly to go in the first half. They are up by 2. Bobcat. Pitt moves off the screen. Bounces over to Clark. Now to Harrington in the lane. Devin making a move across the lane to Clark. Clark kind of bounces down low, and it's off the hands of Puxico and out of bounds. 2:55 to go. In the half, Fair to run the inbound play here. Boy, they love these inbound plays. I'd be looking for the alley-oop to Harrington. Nope, they're going to bring it way out front. Harrington will go up and get it. Wait it over to Brandon Prince. Prince on the dribble right side. Pulls up, gives the pitch. Easton fires a three. One's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Prince. Back up. No. Rebound, Cooper. Clark down low. Trying to power it up. It's good. Cooper Clark working hard tonight. Coop's got 11 for the Bayer Bobcats. They lead it now by 4. Biggest lead of the game for the Bobcats. Puxico with the ball on the left side. That's Burchard. Burchard. Bring it out front. They'll swing it around on the right side for Parsley. Parsley moving off the screen. Gives it out front. Now lobbing it down in the corner. And they'll try to cross-court pass stolen by Harrington. Harrington out the pit. Bobcats working down the baseline. Easton Pitts going to be called for an offensive foul. A spin move. And Easton going to be called for a push. I think that's probably Easton didn't like the call, but I think it was a good one. It looked like he cleared him out with a hand when he made the spin move. And it'll be 2 minutes to go in the first half. That is first foul against Easton Pitts. Only the second team foul against Thayer in the quarter. Here's Burchard off the screen. A long three is good. His second made three-pointer in the first half for Puxico. And the Indians back within one just like that. 25-24, Easton Pitts with the ball. Take it down to the baseline for Thayer. Up to Harrington, we're going to get a whistle. And a foul call. That's going to be on Hancock, number 34 for Puxico. And substitution for Puxico, number 21 back in the ballgame, Jarrett Powell. They will inbound. That is the second team foul here in the second quarter against the Thayer or against the Puxico Indians. Thayer with the ball. Got it over to Harrington. Harrington looking to drive down the left side of the lane. Gives out to White. Now on top to Clark. Triple. Feed it out to Easton Pitts. Minute 30 to go in the first half. Pitts with the ball. Glides to the left side wing. Now takes it back to the top in the free throw circle. Then shoots from the free throw line. It's good. Easton Pitts has taken over for the last couple minutes. And Thayer back up by 3 with minute 20 to go in the first half. Rashard brings up the floor for Puxico. Pulls up top of the key, feeds over to Hancock. Hancock fakes, moves left on the dribble, hands it right back to Rashard. Rashard back to Hancock for three. It's off the rim, no good. Harrington skies for the rebound for Thayer. Here comes the Bobcat. Chance to add to a three-point lead. Cooper Clark with it. 59 seconds to go. Clark goes cross court to Brandon Prince. Prince into the lane. Going to get fouled as he makes the drive. It'll be a blocking foul. Will be on the shot or on the rebound. I believe it'll be Brandon Prince going to the free throw line. Devin Harrington went down on that play and gets up limping a little bit. He looks like he's okay walking it off. Brandon Prince at the line will shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Brandon with 2 points here in the first half, and the first free throw is no good. Thayer up by three, 52 seconds to go in the first half. Bobcats trail by four at the end of the quarter. Second free throw for Prince is up. That one bounces in and out, no good. Don't know how that ball didn't go down, but it didn't. Rattled inside the rim and popped out. Rashard brings up for Puxico. They may hold for the final shot of the half here. Rashard with it out front. Got a screener. Moves to the left elbow on the dribble. Now gets rid of the ball. No, they're going to shoot it. Long three is good for number 13, Parsley. His first made three-pointer of the game. We're tied at 27. Third tie of the first half. There, Bobcats with the ball. They will hold it for the final shot of the half. We're down to 19 seconds. Cooper Clark got it out on the floor. Dribbled away from the defense. Gives it to Riley White. He'll hand Easton Pitt with 12 seconds to go. Pitt trying to shake Rashard. Takes him into the free throw circle. Down the left side of the lane. Pulls up with five. Jumper from 12 is good for Easton Pitt. And it was a long shot that hits the ceiling for Puxico. And that's the end of our first half of play. The Thayer Bobcats, 29. Puxico Indians, 27. We'll be back with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving, and with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor 2 has just about any kind of tire and brand you want, and the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front-end alignment, and they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on 63. And yes, they do oil changes every day.
Running out of time this Christmas? Don't worry, Hirsch and Thayer is here to help. We are having our Christmas special with buy one, get one 50% off brands like Twisted X, Cinch, and Panhandle Apparel. 20% off all Ariat, Wrangler, and Carhartt products, excluding Carhartt footwear and Wrangler handbags. In-stock items only. Sales last the 14th through the 24th.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
And we're back here at Puxico, Missouri, home of the Indians and a really good basketball team. They are the number 5 ranked Class 2 team in the state of Missouri. And they have a win already this year over number 1 ranked Chadwick in Class 1. That was their season opener. Chadwick, of course, the defending Class 1 state champions. And they also have a win over a very good, I believe, number 8 ranked Richland Essex, who they just beat the other day. They're 5-0 on the year. Thayer Bobcats have a lead here at the half by a score of 29-27. Thayer outscored Puxico 19-13 after Puxico led by 4 at the end of the first quarter, 14-10. Thayer Bobcats started to heat it up with Devin Harrington and Easton Pitts. Both have 8 in the first half, and both of them scored most of those in the second quarter. Brandon Prince with a bucket And Cooper Clark, keeping his team in it. Coop has 11 in the first half, the only Bobcat in double figures. By the way, Thayer Bobcats have not hit a three-point shot in this first half. Puxico hit 6 in the first half, 3 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. And they still trail by 2 here at the intermission. We'll get all the scoring and all the stats for you here in just a moment. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats lead Puxico by 2, 29-27. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters that will bring you the game today. They include Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, Toyota of West Plains, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Thayer and Alton, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, American Family Insurance Agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains, and Big D Barbecue LLC and Catering of Thayer, 417-280-7466 for good barbecue and for all your catering, Big D's Barbecue. All right, we're at halftime again, 29-27. Thayer with the lead over Puxico. We'll be back with more of our Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
And we're back at Puxico where the Thayer Bobcats have a two-point lead at the half, 29-27 over the Puxico Indians. Let's run down your scoring. First up, Thayer actually trailed by 4 at the end of the quarter, 14-10, but they outscored Puxico 19-13 in the second quarter, 29-27 they lead it at the half. Look at the scoring for Puxico in the first half. They're led by Jet Hancock. He has hit 2 threes and has scored 10 points in the game. A pair of threes for Landon Burchard. He's got 8 points in the first half for Puxico. 1 three-pointer for Mason Parsley. He's got 4 points in the game. And 1 three-pointer for Skylar Zimmerman. He's got 5 points in the game. For the Thayer Bobcats, no made three-pointers. I think they only – no, actually, they did hit one. Cooper Clark hit one. And I believe that's the only one the Bobcats shot in the first half. Easton Pitts with 8 points and a half. Devin Harrington with 8 points and a half. 2 for Brandon Prince. And 11 for Cooper Clark, who has been working really hard in the inside. And again, he did hit that 3-pointer from the top of the key. Again, it's halftime. Our score is 29-27. Thayer Bobcats with a slim lead over the Puxico Indians. Both teams making their way back out onto the court. This will be our final broadcast of high school basketball on the Ecom Sports Network until after the Christmas holiday. And of course, we'll pick up after the holiday with a busy, busy schedule between Christmas and New Year's. We'll have the Thayer Bobcats playing in the Ronnie Brogdon Bad Boy Classic down in Highland, Arkansas. Matter of fact, they play their first game on the Thursday following Christmas. And they'll be, I think they play at 10 o'clock that morning, and we'll have the game for you on K-Country 95. And we're going to pick up action involving the Alton Comet and the Mammoth Spring Bears from the Kabul Holiday Tournament, which also begins the Thursday after Christmas. And we'll just be all over the place during that week. So hope you'll enjoy that. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats. It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
And we're back underway in our second half. And what a rebound off a missed shot here by Riley White. Gives it up to Brandon Prince. He goes up for the lay-in. Bayer Bobcats with the first 2 points in the second half. And they run the lead out to four. 31-27 matches the Bobcats' biggest lead in the ball game. Mexico led by as many as seven. They've got the ball now. There's Burchard with it in the left corner. Feeds it out on top of Long. Long looks over the situation. Gives over to Parsley. Mason Parsley. Back over to Burchard. Burchard holds it way out on the floor. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. They are up four, 31-27. Touch to go. Executing the offense around and around the Thayer Bobcat defense. Thayer playing a little 1-3-1. Here's Burchard moving off the screen out top. Lays it all back to Zimmerman. Zimmerman back to Burchard down the left side to Long. Long looks over the situation. Nobody open. Now they go inside. This is Zimmerman down the right side of the lane. Powers it up. Ball blocked by Cooper Clark, who comes out of there with a loose ball. Coop blocked that one as Zimmerman went up with the shot. Blocked it down around his waist and got the loose ball. Thayer with the ball up by four. Easton Pitts on the right side, working away from Burchard to the left side. He's out to Harrington. And now Prince on the left side wing. Now the Clark, top of the key. Coop looking at cutters in the lane. Nobody over. Fakes it to the right. Now goes down the right side of the lane and scores the layup. Cooper Clark with 13 in the game to lead the way for the Thayer Bobcats here this afternoon. And Thayer up by six. Oh, here's almost a steal by Riley White. Mexico got it back in the corner. Long three shot is up, and it's good. Number 34, Jed Hancock. Ripped another one. That's his third made three-pointer of the game. He's got 13 for Mexico. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Harrington with it. Goes right side the pitch. Easton down to the baseline, got a cutter in the lane. Brandon Prince for two. Prince with two buckets here in the third quarter. Beautiful cut down the lane for the lay-in. And with 5.5 minutes to go, Thayer up by five. And there's a turnaround jumper, no good for Pucks to go. Rebound taken by Hancock. Hancock keeps going to the player. They give it up to Parsley now. Parsley to Burchard. He works it on the left side. Kicks it out top to Hancock and around to Long on the right side. Long. Back to Hancock on top. Bobcats jump out on him. He moved off the screen. Gives in the corner to Long. Long back to Hancock in the corner. Gives it inside for Zimmerman. Zimmerman misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Hancock. Goes back up and scores. Jed Hancock with 15 for Hancock. Bear Bobcats pushing up the floor against a full-court man-to-man pressure of Puxico. Easton fifth with it. Hands it to Brandon Prince. Prince picks up his dribble near midcourt. We're going to have to get rid of it. Got to hurry and does to Harrington. Harrington over to Cooper Clark. Holds it high at the high post. Now brings it out top of the key on the dribble. Easton Pitts down low. Devin Harrington working the baseline. Shoots, count it in a bucket. He'll get fouled. Devin Harrington powers that one. He's in double figures with 10 and will go to the free throw line and shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul was on number 25. And the free throw for Harrington, uncharacteristically, he misses it. Foul was on Long. And they say that is his third of the game. And Puxico with the ball down by 5, 37-32. Long with it on the left side. Takes it out to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Now to Burchard on the right side. He moves off the street. Little crossover dribble down to the right wing. Kicks it out front. And left side to Long. Long working against Devin Harrington out there. Now baseline give to Hancock in the corner. Brandon Prince jumps out on him. He'll bounce it down inside the Long. Back to Hancock. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. The Thayer will get it on the turnover with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats lead by 5 here at Puxico. Good atmosphere here. Packed bleachers for this game this afternoon. Thayer Bobcats get the ball across the timeline with Easton Pitts. Easton just dribbles outside, down to 3:39 to go. Easton over to Brandon Prince on the right side wing. Prince looking to go in the corner. No, takes it to the rack, all the way to the bucket, misses the shot. And a rebound taken by Hancock. Up to Burchard. He'll elevate for a three. It's good. Burchard from downtown with his third three-pointer of the game for Puxico. We've got a two-point game again, 37-35. There with the ball. Easton Pitts to the top. Now to the elbow. Gives it outside to Cooper Clark. Spins away from the defense. He will drive into the lane. Kicks it out to Riley White for three. After him. No. Rebound Clark. Back up and in. Cooper Clark with 15 on the afternoon. He got smacked upside the head on that one. He's still holding his ear as he's okay. Burchard brings it the other way for Puxico. Looking down late for the jumper. No, gives in the corner. Long three by Parsley is no good. Cooper Clark down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Harrington takes it all the way down to the baseline. Spins, loses his footing. The ball taken away by Long, but not before we get a timeout. Harrington slipped and fell down, had the ball, and Coach Pitts immediately called the timeout. Now the officials are discussing whether or not. And right in front, they're going to say it's white ball. They're going to call a travel on Harrington when he fell down. Now they want to wipe up some perspiration on the court. Gives us time to say thanks to small, your fair Bobcat boosters like Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering and Sales. Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Toyota of West Plains, and Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store, the Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Just more of your Thayer Bobcat booster. 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter, 39-35, Thayer up 4. Teams have matched each other bucket for bucket here in the third quarter so far. Here's a long three-point shot up and good. Second made three-pointer of the night for Skyler Zimmerman. He's got 8 points. In the game. And it's back to a one-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Easton Pitts working against Burchard. Wings ball on the left side to Brandon Prince. Out around the three-point line. Tried to foul it down. Long ball is kicked and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Thayer Bobcats. They'll trigger it in on the sideline. Substitution now. Number 21, Jarrett Powell checks into the game. Number 13, Mason Parsley will check out. And the Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball into the backcourt. Easton Pitts. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Easton crosses the timeline against Burchard. Goes around him, floats to the bucket, shoots no good, rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and goes out of bounds. Coop didn't agree with that call either, said I never touched it. Anyway, Puxico got it back down by one, 39-38. Burchard moving off the screen. Gives it off. Long three-point try. No good for Hancock. And the rebound controlled by Easton Fitch for Thayer. Easton going to the bucket. Elevates for the shot. No. Well, a lot of contact. No foul called. Here's Thayer with a steal. Pitch lays it up again. This time he gets hammered. Goes down to the court. And this time they will call the foul. They'll call it on Long. Cason Long. And that's going to be his fourth of the game. Coach Fernetti really not up to a choice but to get him out of there. And they're going to mop up some perspiration. Easton Pitts going to go to the free throw line and shoot two here. That was a really good play by Riley White to get that steal after the missed shot. Puxico had the ball, and as they're dribbling out, Riley White tipped it over at Easton Pitts. He got a hammer going back up with it. Minute 32 to go here in the third quarter, 39-38. Thayer leads it by one. And we'll have Easton Pitts trying to add to that lead here from the free throw line after they get done with the perspiration on the floor. Say thanks again to more Bobcat Boosters, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, Thayer, Thayer Plant Food, and Thayer Farm Center. And the first free throw for Easton is no good. The Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer. All helping to bring you the game this afternoon. Second free throw for Easton Pitts is good. He hammers it home. 9 points in the game for Easton Pitts. Thayer Bobcats are back up by two, 40-38. We're down to a minute 25 to go. Here's Richard for Puxico. Picks up his dribble, swings it outside and around the horn. Now to Paisley. His pass out front. Stolen by Pitts. Easton will drive for the layup. Count it and the one. Easton Pitts explodes to the bucket. Draws the contact. Hits the shot and will go to the line. And the foul is on number one. That is Landon Richard for Puxico. Easton Pitts at the free throw line. I've got him for two, and the free throw is good for Pitts. Easton now double-figured with 12. And Puxico comes the other way at the five-point ball game, and now they're going to official timeout as Burchard will tie a shoe. Give this time to say thanks to some more Bobcat boosters like the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, and Forestlers in Thayer and Dash Flat. Minute 9 to go in the third. Puxico inbounds after the official timeout. Richard's got it out between the circles. They step the offense from there against this Bobcat 1-3-1 matchup zone. Ball goes left side to Hancock. Hancock gives it up on top and got to a cutter in the lane. They're going to get a whistle, and we've got a foul to be called on the Thayer Bobcat. Foul to be on number 10, Riley White. First foul of the afternoon on Riley. They're holding the cutter in the lane. Non-shooting foul. Puxico will inbound with 52 seconds to go in the third. They get it in the corner. Out and around. And there's a three ball on the way. That one rattles in and out. No good for Zimmerman. I'm sorry, for Hancock. He hadn't hit one in the second half. Thayer with the ball on the other end. Easton Pitts fakes. Pulls up with a jumper. No. Rebound tipped up. No good by White. Goes back up with it again. Couldn't score. Riley had two chances at it. Couldn't get it to go down. But one. Big Junior working hard for the Thayer Bobcats. And here's Puxico with it on the other end. Out to Burchard on top for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Devin Harrington dives over everybody for the rebound. And with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter, Thayer up by five with the ball. Biggest lead of the game is five for the Thayer Bobcats. They've got it now. Here's Pitts going in the lane. Spins to the free throw line. Jumper. Good. At the buzzer. Easton Pitts with 14 in the game, and we'll take a timeout. Our fourth quarter coming up in just 1 minute. Thayer leads it 45-38. We'll take a timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back, Puxico, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats playing the Puxico Indians here on a Saturday afternoon. Had a good ball game. Thayer leads it by 7, 45-38. Biggest lead of the afternoon for the Thayer Bobcats. Puxico has the ball start the fourth quarter. They open it up to Burchard. He'll swing it left side, gets it right back. Now going to the elbow, elevates for the jumper. It's good. Burchard now with 13 for Puxico. They've got two players in double figures. Here come the Thayer Bobcats going the other way in a hurry. Pitch takes up the left side of the floor. Now backs it out. Thayer will get into the half-court set with a three-point lead. Well, excuse me, a five-point lead. Oh, they try to get it down inside. We're going to get a foul called on Devin Harrington for a push. Devin called for the push, trying to get open down in the post, and Puxico coming the other way with the ball down by five. 45-40. Although Puxico hit three threes in the third quarter, nine of their 11 points came from downtown. Let's go with the ball now. And he's swinging on the left side. Got it there. Nice play. And a bucket for Jet Hancock. Made the catch. Waited for the defense to fly by and then hit a wide open layup. 17 for Jet Hancock for Puxico. Their Bobcat lead is now 3, 45-42. And another offensive rebound going to be called for offensive foul called on the Thayer Bobcat. Devin Harrington trying to get open down inside. Going to be called for another push. Devin, of course, fouled out Thursday night in the game over at Rogersville, and he's got three now. Decision time for Coach Matt Pitts. Do you leave him out there with 7 minutes to go and three fouls, or get him off the floor? Bobcats need him out there. Puxico with the ball working around to the top of the key. They'll swing it around for Parsley. Parsley back out to Burchard. Back to Parsley. They want to get the ball, and now they do. Three-point shot in the corner. Good! Number 21, Garrett Powell. His first made three-pointer of the game. And that ties it up at 45. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Cooper Clark brings it up the floor for Thayer. As Easton Pitts. Easton going to fire a three. In and out. No good. Clark had the rebound. And then, no. That was a bad call. That ball was knocked out of bounds by Puxico. Yeah, it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. The officials confer. Matt Pitts was about to blow a gasket. Thayer Bobcat, the running inbound play here with 6:27 to go in the game. Tied at 45. Inbound play goes to Harrington. He gets the pitch. Pitch swings it out front to Riley White. Now over to Brandon Prince. Out around the three-point line. And we're going to get a whistle. We got a foul down inside this time. It's going to be on number 34. That is Jet Hancock for Puxico. He'll be called for a hold. Officials haven't let him be very physical in this one this afternoon. 6:23 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball to Cooper Clark. Now to Riley White on the left side. Back out to Coop on top of the key. Clark, give it up to Easton Pitts. Thayer will start the offense from there in a tie game. 45 off. Pitts moves off the screen. Going to let a three-pointer fly. It's no good. Long rebound taken by Harrington. Back up. He missed it. But then he tips it up and in. Devin Harrington adding and padding the stats a little bit that time. Two shots, three rebounds, and 2 points. Thayer back on top by two, 47-45. Puxico swinging around the horn, got it back down the corner, three-point ball, in and out, no good. Riley White skies up for the rebound, gives it over to Easton Pitts, but Thayer got the ball back with a two-point lead. Pitts up the right side, gives out to Prince. Prince to Cooper Clark at the elbow. He penetrates, kicks out to White. Riley on the left side of the floor, looking to get rid of it now, hands it to Easton Pitts. Thayer Bobcats up two with 5:29 to go. Pitts steps through a double team to Brandon Prince. Puts it up and in. A little floater in the lane. Brandon Prince with 8 points this afternoon. Thayer Bobcats run the lead back out to four. 49-45. 5 minutes to go in the game. We got a dandy brewing here at Puxico. Good old-fashioned barn burner. That's what we like. Here's Burchard for Puxico down to the baseline. Gives the ball up to Hancock. Thought about the three. Gives it back to Burchard in the corner. Burchard will dribble away from the defense and take the ball all the way out to near midcourt. Puxico will reset from there with 4:53 to go. They give the ball up to Powell. Powell, aside to Richard, out on top now for Hancock. Hancock to Powell. Powell back to Parsons. Down in the left corner. Three-point shot on the way for Hancock. That one rattles in and out so good. Rebound. Zimmerman couldn't follow. Misses again. And finally get a foul going to be called. And this will be on the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to call it on number one, Easton Pitts. That'll be foul number two on Easton this afternoon. Third team foul against Thayer here in the fourth quarter. And shooting the free throws, number 35, Skyler Zimmerman. He misses the first one. Zimmerman's got 8 points in the game. Hit a three. In fact, he hit a pair of threes for Puxico. As free throw is up, hits the front of the rim, bounces over. 9 points for Zimmerman. Four in the second half. Five of the first. 4.5 minutes to go. Thayer with a lead by three. Here's Easton Pitts up the left side. Takes the ball into the lane. Backs it out. Now moving off a screen by Harrington. Shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Riley White. He has it poked away. Loose ball controlled by Puxico. Down the floor they go to Pate Parsley, who hits the layup. Six in the game for Parsley, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is down to one with 4 minutes to play. Here goes Cooper Clark, breaks the full court press on the dribble. Gives it to Brandon Prince, elevates in the lane, shot no good. And a rebound. Oh, we got Bobcat player down. Puxico with the ball. Burchard got it. Gives it cross court. Here's a nice move in the lane, back out to Parsley. Parsley to Burchard will fire the three for the lead. It's off the rim, no good. Riley White kinks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcat. Riley playing well in his second game of the season. Coming off that shoulder injury. Thayer Bobcats going the other way. Here's Easton Pitts. Jumps into the lane. Puts up a short jumper. No. Harrington had the rebound and had it poked away and out of bounds by Zimmerman. Tyler Zimmerman. And the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout here. 49-48. Thayer leads it by one with 3:28 to go. We're back to Puxico in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor 2 has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on 63. And yes, they do oil changes every day.
And we're back at Puxico. We're down to 3:28 to play in our game. I told you, old-fashioned barn burner. That's what we got going. 49-48. Thayer Bobcats lead it by one. Bobcats have led by as many as seven today. Puxico has led by as many as seven. This has been back and forth. This big crowd, I don't see anywhere else to sit in this gymnasium. And they have enjoyed a good basketball game. Thayer running the inbound play. We'll get a 5 second. No, we get a foul call on Devin Harrington. That's an offensive foul on Harrington moving around the screen. And for Dev, that's going to be, they call on number four, I'm sorry. Call it on number four, that is Brandon Prince. That'll be number two on Prince. Harrington's got three. 3:28 to play in the ballgame. Thayer Bobcats, they will not play any full court pressure here. Puxico walking up the floor with 3:25 to go. Burchard crosses the timeline with 3:20. They get in their half-court set. Puxico working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it out front for Hancock. Hancock's been their hot hand. He scored 17 today. They'll give it up to Long, who's out there playing with four fouls. Long back to Hancock. Puxico taking their time here. We're down to 3 minutes to go. 30 seconds off the clock on this possession. Ball goes right side to Landon Burchard. Burchard thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Feeds over to Long. Long out front. Cross-court pass. Now down in the corner to Burchard. Step back for three. It's off the rim. No good. Harrington skies for the rebound. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. With a one-point lead, 2:40 to play in the game. Pitts will crossover dribble, cross the timeline, gives to Cooper Clark. Gets it right back. Moves off the screen. Looking to attack. Into the lane. Ball poked away. Easton gets it back down the baseline and then bounces it off of Burchard out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Easton Pitts. Boy, plays hard. Going in there amongst the trees, had the ball poked away and chance to get back on it, bounce it off the Indians. They are looking inbound. They'll bring it way out into the backcourt to Devin Harrington. Coach Pitts, you may hear him right in front of me, shouting out directions to his team. Cooper Clark with the ball, high post for Thayer, spins, dribble twice, gives it to Brandon Prince to the free throw line, and now to Riley White. Thayer got a feast of Pitts. Pitts double teamed in the corner. Gives it back outside to Cooper Clark. Clark looking to attack the basket, goes all the way in, shoots, no good, rebound, Clark got his own and cleans it up. Cooper Clark cleans up his own miss, 17 for Coop this afternoon. Thayer Bobcats are up by three, Pucks go with the ball, minute 53 to go in the game. Hancock way out front. Riley White jumps out on it. He gives it up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman back and around the horn now to Parsley. Thought about the three. His pass is going to be deflected and goes out of bounds. Almost a steal by Devin Harrington. If Harrington would have got that one, he might have broke the backboard on a dunk. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Pucks the Cup. 51-48. Thayer with a three-point lead. Minute 41 to go. Got a timeout. We'll be back to Pucks the Cup in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Running out of time this Christmas? Don't worry, Hirsch and Thayer is here to help. We are having our Christmas special with buy one, get one, 50% off brands like Twisted X, Cinch, and Panhandle Apparel. 20% off all Ariat, Wrangler, and Carhartt products, excluding Carhartt footwear and Wrangler handbags. In-stock items only. Sales last the 14th through the 24th.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
And we're going to get a whistle here before we inbound the basketball. We come back to Puxico. Thayer Bobcats clinging to a three-point lead with a minute 40 to go in the game. Puxico will have the inbound, and they get it to Burchard. Burchard swings on the right side for Parsley. Back out to Burchard. Burchard moving off the screen, trying to get open for the three, and he can't. Now takes it back to the right side, goes all the way down to the baseline, and feeds it back out for Parsley. Parsley will give it up to Hancock. Jed Hancock, he leads Puxico. And now Thayer making a switch defensively. Here, Coach Pitts in front of him. All goes to Burchard. A minute 15 to go in the game. Thayer up three. Puxico with a ball. Trying to get somebody open here. Burchard elevates. The three-point is blocked by Cooper Clark. Devin Harrington comes down with a loose ball. And the Thayer Bobcats, with 1 minute to go, lead it by three, have possession of the ball. What a block by Cooper. Thayer Bobcats just going to work the clock here with a three-point lead. They don't have to shoot it. And we're getting a foul call on number 35. That is Skyler Zimmerman. Will be his first and only the second team foul against Puxico here. You hear Coach Frenetti saying, we got a foul, we got a foul. We're going to get him at the line. If not, we got to get a steal. Cooper Clark will inbound the ball for the Thayer Bobcats. Going to have to hurry. Just got it in before the five to Harrington. Harrington double teamed, and he's going to get pushed. And that's what they want. Fouls on number 34. That is Jet Hancock. That's not good. That's his third. They're going to need him here. 48 seconds to play. Thayer looking inbound again. Got the Pitts in the backcourt. Easton trying to get away from the defense. It's going to get grabbed. That'll be a hold on Landon Burchard. And we're going to get a timeout, Puxico. 46 seconds to go in the game. Thayer leads it by three. We're back to Puxico in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
I told you we had all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here this afternoon. 51-48 there, Bobcats, with a basketball and a three-point lead. Pitts in the backcourt. Got up to Harrington. Harrington back to Pitts, and he crosses the timeline. Drifts between two players. Gets off to Riley White, who scores the layup and will draw a foul. Bayer Bobcats ran the play to perfection. Got the break. Got Riley White breaking to the basket. Riley scores his first bucket of the game, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. Don gives his team a six-point lead. Free throw is no good, and then he stepped over the line. That's a five-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats on the bucket by Riley White on the feed from Cooper Clark. 34 seconds to go now as Puxico gets it across the timeline. Got it out top. Zimmerman for three. That's no good. Long rebound comes out to Parsley. He's trying to get it, and Cooper Clark steals it. Cooper Clark on the steal is going to get fouled, and the Thayer Bobcats with a five-point lead, 53-48, will have Clark at the free throw line shooting two. That is the 16th foul, and that is the fifth foul. Anyway, number 25 is fouled out. That is Cason Long will be his fifth. He will leave the ball game for Puxico. Did not score this afternoon. And at the line, Cooper Clark. First free throw is up for Cooper. Oh, it left it a little bit short off the front of the rim. 22 seconds left, folks. Don't go anywhere yet. So the Puxico fans start to file out. This game's not over. 22 seconds, a long time in the basketball game. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Cooper Clark with 18 points on the afternoon. Comes Burchard all the way to the bucket for the easy lay-in. And Puxico gets a quick timeout. 54-50, 17 seconds to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. And we'll keep it right here. I want to say thanks to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, owner in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Nicholson Farm, all your farm and logging needs. And how about Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering? 417-280-7466 if you need catering. Well, Thayer Bobcats going to inbound the ball here with 17 seconds to go, leading by four, 54-50. And full court pressure in the man-to-man for... And the Bobcats know they had Riley White down the floor. The inbound at the pit. Pitt lost it. It's loose. We get a hell ball. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. Coach Fernetti can't believe we had a major collision down under the bucket. Easton Pitt collided down there with Burchard. Went down. I think the Puxico fans wanted to travel, but you didn't have possession of the ball. It's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball as the held ball belongs to the Thayer Bobcats on the alternating rule, alternating possession rule. And Thayer had trouble getting that ball in. That's why they had to get in the pitch in traffic. And then wipe a little perspiration up off the floor. And we get a timeout called by Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. All right, let's step away. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
And that Bobcat timeout brought to you by Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance in West Plains. They are Bobcats inbound the ball with a four-point lead. 15 seconds to play. And they get it into Devin Harrington, and Harrington is fouled immediately by Jet Hancock. Number 34, that'll be his fourth of the game, I do believe. And Devin Harrington will be going down the other end. They already leads has a two-possession lead at 4 points. I'll be trying to increase that here. Harrington at the line hits the free throw. Devin with 13 points on the afternoon. He had 8 in the first half. Obviously 5 so far here in the second. And second free throw is up, and it's good for the big senior. Dev with 14 points in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats, they have this one in hand. Here's a 3-point shot blocked by Harrington. Bobcats with a rebound. Easton Pitts in the backcourt going to get fouled. Clarksville fans wanted something else, but it was an obvious foul, and Easton Pitts going to go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats with 5 seconds to play. Foul was on number 13. That is Parsley, his second. Easton Pitts looking for his 15th and 16th points of the afternoon. Number one, Bobcat senior guard. That one rattles in and out, no good. Bobcats have not been lighting it up from the free throw line this afternoon. Another one for Easton Pitts, normally a very good free throw shooter. This one bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound, and Pitts steals the pass and will drive for the uncontested layup. And there's a buzzer, and that's the final. Thayer Bobcats win it 58-50. The margin of victory, the Bobcats' biggest lead of the afternoon. Again, 58-50 is your final score. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report powered by Thayer Decorating Center downtown in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready.